Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Another in a series of small earthquakes has been recorded in central Arkansas. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a preliminary magnitude 3.3 was recorded at 2:56 p.m. Tuesday, about a mile northwest of Greenbrier, the location about 35 miles north of Little Rock. No injuries or damage reported. There have been more than 1,000 quakes in that area since September, including the largest one to hit the state in 35 years, a 4.7 magnitude on February 27th. Now, two natural gas companies have shut down injection wells in the area as researchers study whether the operations are connected to the earthquakes. Oklahoma City-based Chesapeake Energy and Clarita operations of Little Rock have shut down the wells. Cave City Superintendent Steve Green said an expulsion hearing has been set before the school board on Tuesday night, March 29, 7 p.m. Green said it involves three ninth graders, two males, one female, in violation of the school's drug policy. Mr. Green said the hearing will be either an open or closed session, depending on the desire of the parents of the students involved. The superintendent said it is always the district's desire to assist students in every way possible and at the same time insist on each student adhering to school policy. Green said if students are expelled and complete the expulsion period, the Cave City District provides an avenue for those students to re-enter school and continue their education. Dateline Searcy, where White County authorities say human remains found in a garbage bag over the weekend have been sent to the Arkansas State Crime Lab for identification and to determine the cause of death. Officials say they can't tell whether the body is that of a man or woman. Independence County authorities are investigating a break-in and theft at Storage Central in Batesville. A unit rented by Louise E. Byrne was entered by cutting the lock off. Among the items stolen, according to Deputy Jonathan Brown, were an antique table lamp, collectible porcelain dolls, videos, and collectible decorative items, all valued at over $2,200. An Independence County Sheriff, Steve Jeffrey, says his department, in association with United Way Success by Six program, will be making available at no cost to you car safety seats on Saturday, 9 till noon at the Independence County Fairgrounds. He said just bring your child and your primary vehicle and be fitted with a car safety seat for your child. The program is also being assisted by the Arkansas State Police, Junior Auxiliary, and the Dimensions Child Passenger Safety Program. And at latest report, firefighters have contained at least one of about a half a dozen wildfires burning in parts of Arkansas. The one contained is a 150-acre fire that was north of Batesville. No injuries or damages to homes were reported with any of the fires, and officials say a cause of the blazes have not yet been determined. And that brings you right up to date.